following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, March 19th through Thursday, March 25th, 2021. March 19th, 2021, the Solemnity of Saint Joseph. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Most of all, when I call you to holy love, I am asking you to pray for an attitude of forgiveness. Forgiveness was preached to you from the cross when my Son asked me to forgive those who crucified him. In everyday life, you may not see specific opportunities in which to forgive. But it is enough to remember you need to forgive yourself for past sins of unforgiveness and past mortal sins which wounded our divine hearts, as well as the heart of the world. The fact that everyone behaves uncharitably in their earthly life at some time calls for repentance in the present. To forgive means you recognize there are times when you loved sin more than you loved me and my Son, and to seek forgiveness out of love. My heart is always ready to forgive, always ready to love. Allow yourselves to be convicted in error, so that you can practice forgiveness of self. This is just as important as forgiving others. Forgiveness opens the door to grace and makes your human heart more perfect in holy love and in my sight." A note is given to read Matthew chapter 9, 2 through 8. "And behold, they brought to him a paralytic, lying on his bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, 'Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven.' And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, 'This man is blaspheming.' But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, 'Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins,' he then said to the paralytic, 'Rise, take up your bed and go home.' And he rose and went home. When the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God who had given such authority to men." Another note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 14. "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and, if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And over all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 20th, 2021. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, 'In the depths of my paternal heart, I am holding those who recognize the evils of the day and work to expose them. I will assist these souls in their efforts to awaken the conscience of the world as to the dangers of the path it is following. The only way the conversion of any soul can occur is for the evil in his heart to be recognized for what it is, to repent, and transform its goals to good. This holds true for the heart of the world itself. This awakening must come through the power of the Holy Spirit, that still, small voice which speaks to the heart and whispers the choices of good over evil. The conviction of any conscience to be effective must be met with humility of heart. Such a heart is open to correction and eager to change and to please me. The heart of the world in these days is not humble enough to stand correction. Pray that the whisperings of the Holy Spirit are welcomed and accepted by the heart of the world, and is able to influence change. A note is given to read Acts chapter 2, 17 through 18. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Yes, and on my men servants and my maid servants in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 21st, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, flavor all of your prayers with trust in my divine will for you. There are times in everyone's life when prayer petitions are not answered in the way the soul expects or desires. Sometimes in the future, my reasons will be obvious, sometimes not. If you trust that my will is always the best for you, you will be at peace no matter the outcome of your prayers. You may be suffering for others or the conversion of the heart of the world. Remember, souls do not quickly become lost, but it is very often a slow, methodical process. Therefore, with your best prayers, realize patient perseverance bears the victory. Confide all your complaints and petitions to my paternal heart, the source of all good. Very often the solution is just to recognize evil or to forgive. All of your petitions are subject to my divine will. Pray for the victory of loving my will for you. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 22nd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, today, children, dedicate your lives to the truth. Believe in the truth of where you stand before me. Understand the truth that it is by pleasing me you will gain eternal life. Be forgiving of one another and loving towards one another, for that is the pathway to heaven. Wars begin first in hearts, then they are in the world around you. Therefore, guard your hearts against unloving thoughts towards one another. Choose to be a peacemaker. Then I will bless your hearts and your lives. It is very often untruth that brings people against one another. Satan, as you know, is the father of lies. He promotes discord in untruth. If you wish to be at peace and to forgive, then make the effort to look for the truth. Very often, this means introspection into your own faults. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, 13 through 14, and chapter 4, 1 through 5. Follow the pattern of the sound words which you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard the truth that has been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 23rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, as you prepare for the coming of the celebration of Easter, let faith be the foundation of your joy. Pray to Mary, protectress of the faith and refuge of holy love, for assistance in your Eastertide celebration. All the grief and sadness of Good Friday was gone on Easter morning. The atmosphere was quiet and calm. Silence was in the air instead of the chaos and noise of Good Friday. Allow your preparation to be a confident preparation for the day of joy that lies ahead. Meditate on the grief of my son's passion and death, but with an eye towards the joy that approaches. Be solemn in your preparation, but steadfast in your faith, as the day of joy moves closer. Faith must never settle on gloom, but always on victory." A note is given to read Acts chapter 2, 25 through 28. "For David says concerning him, 'I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will dwell in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, nor let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence.'" Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 24th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Conversion of the heart of the world can only be accomplished through a spiritual victory. This is the petition you must pray for. Victories in the battlefield or through negotiations will prove insignificant unless there is a spiritual victory as the foundation. It is what is in hearts that governs the course of human events. Therefore, pray for a spiritual victory, a victory of good over evil, in all hearts as the foundation of world peace." A note is given to read Psalm 16:4 through 11. "Those who choose another god multiply their sorrows. Their libations of blood I will not pour out or take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body also dwells secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol, or let your godly one see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 25th, 2021, the Solemnity of the Annunciation. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the victory which counts is the spiritual victory in each heart. The weapons, therefore, that must be used in order to win this victory are spiritual weapons, prayer and sacrifice. By employing these weapons, the enemy will be exposed and conquered. This is why in each place the Holy Mother appears, she asks for penance. Poor sinners do not realize the trouble they are in or the ways they are weakening the spiritual heart of the world. In every heart there is a battle being waged between good and evil. Satan can only win this war by convincing people there is no war. The enemy has won over the heart of mass media. This victory of evil over good is a strong weapon that the enemy uses to convince people that there is no contest between good and evil in hearts. Focus some of your daily prayers on the spiritual victory, which must gain momentum in order to win. Your daily prayers are my strongest weapon. A note is given to read 2 Peter chapter 2, 4-10. For if God did not spare the angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to pits of nether gloom to be kept until the judgment, if he did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a herald of righteousness, with seven other persons, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly, if by turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes, he condemned them to extinction, and made them an example to those who were to be ungodly, and if he rescued righteous Lot, greatly distressed by the licentiousness of the wicked, for by what that righteous man saw and heard as he lived among them, he was vexed in his righteous soul day after day with their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trial, and to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment, and especially those who indulge in the lust of defiling passion and despise authority. Bold and willful, they are not afraid to revile the glorious ones. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.